This is Mick Coates, the voice of Sarl and the writer and director of Transmission Folklore. We are so excited for the response to Season 1 and can't wait to get Season 2 out to y'all. We here at Lavender Lemonade Collective cannot express how much it means to us y'all enjoy the world of Sarl and Carter and everyone else, and can't wait for you to hear what's next for these characters. Until then, we have a few mini-episodes. Until then, we have a few mini-sodes. This one is titled, Emery Drinks. Just a warning, it mentions attempted murder and toxic relationships.
You'll have a nice day now. See you again.
So I'm like, should I even call Horatio? Is it even worth it?
Didn't you say Horatio killed you?
That's why I don't know. Like, it wasn't permanent, and it was more of a timeout kind of situation. How is La Paz?
Is Mama Guadalupe doing good?
Show my mom respect. She's good, though. Just needed someone to watch my brothers and sister while she recovered from hip surgery. She couldn't vent for at least 8 weeks. Besides, I'll always take the excuse to see them.
You missed, like, everything.
Ray filled me in on, like, a little bit of what happened with you guys. Sorrel banished you?
It's a long story. I used to think I was in love with them, you know?
I don't know how you could ever be in love with Sorrel.
Yeah, no, me either. Where did you see them?
A reflection, I guess.
Fall in love with a mirror, dude.
They're not good for you.
I mean, yeah, I know that now. They were a good friend, though.
Sometimes.
When they wanna be, sure. They rarely wanna be.
Can I be honest?
Have you been lying so far?
You know what I mean.
What is it?
I've sort of been thinking of trying to contact them.
What? Luce, did you hear that too?
Why would you think it was a good idea if they already banished you?
After literally everything they did to you.
How?
The reflective space, maybe? I don't know.
Why do you want to talk to them? What would you even say?
It wasn't supposed to go like that. It was never supposed to be anything like that.
What was it supposed to be then, Em? Because it was bad. You literally tried to kill them. They would have killed you without Pete's shirt.
I don't know. It all got to be so much. I thought I'd make it. I was angry in the way only sirens get, you know?
No. I've never been angry at Sorrel in my life.
No, I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Pobrecito. They're an angel we just pick on. What do you want to say to them?
I just wish I tried better. I was a shitty partner. I was a really shitty friend sometimes. I mean, it wasn't just me, obviously. They did some really fucked up shit, too. I had every right to be pissed off.
You are absolutely, utterly insane. They were super shitty to you. What do you expect to make up for?
Is this about getting Travis involved?
Uh-huh.
How do you intend to make it up for them?
I don't know. Some things you're never gonna be able to apologize for.
You're so apologetic now. Why weren't you before?
I was in a dark place, which is a me problem, I admit. I'd apologize to Sorrel if I could, if I knew I'd get an apology back, and if they hadn't blocked me from their life, you know? Because I loved them. I wish I never had, but Sorrel was the first person I really loved, before all the bullshit they pulled. We were toxic in the way only trauma can make you, but honest to the sea, I loved them.
I don't get it. Sorrel has never been a good person. What could make you ever love them?
I don't believe you.
Whoa, what'd you say?
I asked, how could you love them?
I said I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Do you hear? It sounds like Sarl? No, it's impossible.
What's going on?
Sarl, can you hear me? I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry.
Emery, you okay?
I think I've had too much to drink. Go ahead and close my tab, Luz. Used to be easy, I guess. Except, you know, when it wasn't, which was a lot of the time. Sorrel once told me we'd never be together if they weren't so depressed.
For real?
Still grinds my gears.
And now we can't go back.
Sounds like you're trying to, Em.
I'm not... I don't want to be with them. I just feel bad.
You feel bad? Do you think they feel any remorse at all? They hurt all of us. You too, Em. When they decided to implode and stop talking to us, you didn't. You're coming to the table asking forgiveness now, though. Where are they?
I don't know, Luz Bella.
Thanks for letting us visit. We gotta get back home.
I've gotta get back to the SAO meeting.
Wait, what the fuck? You're in Sirens Against Oil now? With Travis? Their dad?
Long story. Love you guys.
Em, stay safe. Someone needs to stick around by my side.
I'll be fine.
Transmission Folklore is a Lavender Lemonade Collective production. If you're able, we'd really appreciate if you could rate and review us on your favorite podcatcher. This episode was written and directed by Mick Coates. Sound design was done by Orion Iber. Luz Bella is played by Sophie Borjon. Maeve is played by Lyle Costo. Emery is played by Tal Minear. And Sarl is played by Mick Coates.